This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what I'd like to do is I'd like to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick just to kind of highlight some of the things that are taking place in your country over the last weekend. We have, folks, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Hamas care leader in the United States of America, which we know, and we know that he has these individuals, in particular, particularly this one, have Muslim ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, but for some reason or another, they've been given a pass to go ahead and remain here and destroy at will. But folks, you let Planned Parenthood do that. You've let the ACLU do that. You let other organizations that run antithetical to the Constitution and our enumerated laws to do the things that they at will. So why wouldn't anybody else be encouraged to do this? I mean, this is also the country that has accepted sodomy and sodomite marriage and also sanctioning of the murder of the innocent in the womb. So why wouldn't they come into America and go ahead and give it a shot, friends? But we have Hamas care leader calls for overthrow of the United States government out of his own mouth. You can go ahead and check that video out. We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, by the way, we just highlighted the crimes on Saturday of the illegals going into the prospective countries all across Europe right now and what they bring with them. The Muslim crowds shout Allahu Akbar and declare to the Italians over in Italy, build us a mosque or we're going to take over the Vatican. Well, here in America, again, the American people, I mean, they didn't need someone to go ahead and shout out Allahu Akbar. They just allowed Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, by the way, to fundamentally transform their country over the last 8 years. So, America, you're going to be pretty easy when it comes down the road, but we've already got 8 years behind us that either needs to be dealt with and undone and indicted, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, and charged, or what's going to happen is you're going to encourage the next guy to go ahead and do what he wants to do. Well, as he tears down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in his unowned godly foreign to the Constitution image, folks. We don't need that, so therefore let's deal with what's going on in this country. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, I got a couple I told you so's. We got some people that are finally catching up as to what's going on out there. I shared with you, friends, and I've shared with you several times in the past, not too far past, that it's your government that's actually creating all of this, that are inciting this domestic insurrection. Well, I told you so, and I know what I'm telling you to be factual, regardless if I see it with my eyes, or not, friends. We walk by faith, not by sight. And we receive the things from the Spirit of the living God, not the dead God, friends, but the living God. And we can apply it to what's, we can see going on, regardless if anybody sees it, at that point or not. Now you can see see it for yourself, because when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we see that the Democrats, and folks, again, keep in mind the Republicans are a part of this game. There's no difference. Today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats. The Democrats are now calling for a revolution in the streets, and I believe that they are quite serious. And keep in mind, when you're talking about, folks, the Democrats, you're talking about lawless people, are you not? Yes, you are. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, to America's chagrin, the far left is planning the biggest political protest in the United States history for an inauguration day. Now, let me remind you, friends, that you wouldn't have a left if the right was doing the right thing all of the time. And the right time to do the right thing is right now. And what I'm trying to say, friends, is it amazes me about how these people that call themselves right, how they complain about the left. Well, again, keep in mind, it's only the fruit of those that should be doing the right thing, because if the right was doing the right thing and they knew the law, they wouldn't tolerate the crimes of the left, and they'd enforce the law to bring about judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gates. And it's interesting, friends, because I've made this parallel in the past, but I'm going to bring it to you today. Isn't it interesting that police officers who enforce the law against crime are called peace officers, but for some reason in the professed church in America today, they just can't put two and two together, can they? No, they can't. They think it's peace without God's law and without judgment. I mean, absolute anarchy, friends, and they're a bunch of anonymous is what they are, rightly put. But I want you to understand that when we're talking about the far left is planning the biggest political protest in the United States history for Inauguration Day, again, just take responsibility and understand, America. If you call yourself the right, you're responsible for the crimes of the left. And if you knew to do the right thing, again, you wouldn't have the left. Just wanted to tell you this. And without further ado, I'll bring you to the next point. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Is Chelsea Clinton being groomed to take her mother's place? If you do not send the message, America, that you will not tolerate the crimes of those that you call the Clintons, the Barack Hussein Obamas, the Bushes, and any other representative, if you do not send the message, we will not tolerate your crimes. I mean, folks, look at this. The American people are so ignorant in this country, read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment, as to believe that over the last year, Barack Hussein Obama had the right to go ahead and do the things that he has done unlawfully over the last almost 8 years now. That's how ignorant the American people are. So I'm speaking to the 53 countries right now, because America still doesn't want to listen to what I'm telling you for some reason. They want to wait until it's all gone before they actually take heed to the Word of God and to our constitutional laws. Okay? But we're talking about how Chelsea's being groomed to take her mother's place. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, if you hold your king, Donald Trump, and his feet to the fire, he's going to actually do what he said he was going to do. And what am I talking about right now? I'm talking about him actually indicting Hillary Clinton and indicting Barack Hussein Obama. But we'll see what happens, because we know, again, after his victory speech, folks, the first thing he said is, man, we owe her a great debt of gratitude. Wow. Well, the one that he was going to, you know, indict and prosecute. Actually, not in that order, prosecute and indict. And the same thing goes with Barack Hussein Obama. He said he was going to indict him. Now he's calling him a great, great man. I'm sorry, a good, good man. Forgive me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have American communists, folks, I told you so. American communists seek to stop peaceful presidential secession. Of course, this is all communism as to what's going on here. Outside of the fact, folks, when we're talking about those protesters, yes, I highlighted on Saturday, many of them are, without a shadow of a doubt, illegals protesting. But just keep in mind, I'll furnish the pictures and then I'll furnish the war. That's what's going on. But if you want to go ahead and believe what's in front of your face, you go ahead and do just that and keep talking about it rather than dealing with the issues. But liberal protesters surround police. They try to stop or free riders who are being arrested. I'll highlight that in a moment.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one. If you'd like to call in over the next three segments, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, that number to call in at any time over the next three segments. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that and true that. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's one name under heaven. His name is Jesus Christ, whereby men might be saved. It says his name is Jesus Christ. And if you go to 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said, follow me as I follow Christ. Where I leave off Christ, then you go ahead and leave off this radio program. Far be it from us to ever preach a gospel that is not scriptural, friends, because let that man be cursed. And that's exactly what it tells us in Galatians 1. I was just highlighting some of the articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm going to highlight a couple more at the end of the show today. It's good news, some of this, because there are people out there that actually mean what they say, and they understand our constitutional republic. They understand what God has shed his grace upon this country. They understand their obligation, and because they understand that God gave them precepts, and precepts are those things that God has bestowed and entrusted his people with. And what is that? To keep his commandments, and to establish judgment. judgment to establish righteousness so your posterity can have peace. You can also find that on the preamble of the United States Constitution if you'd like to take a moment. But going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, and I'm going to get to my point here and my topic over the next 45 minutes. Folks, liberals protest surround police, okay? The liberal protesters, I could put it that way, surround the police, try to free riders who are being arrested. I want to ask everybody listening to me today, because we also have video rolling here as well, who raised up them liberals? Who raised up them kids that act in such a fashion? Isn't it interesting when you complain about the kids that are protesting out there, if they're Americans? Isn't it interesting that those kids are the fruit of the right? Isn't that crazy? I mean, just think about this. 86% of those that complain about the young people actually going into public schools, 86% of those conservative Christians and or patriots. 86% are conservatives, patriots, and Christians dropping their kids off to be indoctrinated illegally by the federal government 5 days a week. Just think about that. So whose door does this lie at, friends? Who's responsible for raising up these liberal brats, as you might say? It amazes me and it bothers me greatly. It also amazes me because we used to have street teams in the five-state area. And, of course, you that listen to the sonsoflibertyradio.com understand that we have been a part of the answer fighting for our posterity through educating them, right? Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. No, let's be a part of the answer rather than a problem or part of the problem. Let's actually take responsibility and rebuild the old waste places, Isaiah 58 and Isaiah 61. Right? Well, in saying that, you know, we used to hear quite a bit out on the streets, you know, all those kids, to H-E double hockey sticks with those kids. You know, and you got to turn and look at these individuals like I did at a high school I did in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, when a teacher was coming out and she was complaining about the kids on the bleachers. And she was complaining about them, and I looked at her and I said, ma'am, I'm just kind of curious, who raised up them children? I mean, you condemn the fruit of what you raised up. I mean, if you go to the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 35, it says, wisdom is justified of all of her children. What's another way of saying what I'm stating here? The ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. What is it that you're leaving to your children? And that's one of the things that we hear, too, on the other side of that, to H-E double hockey sticks with the younger generation. What we hear on the other side of that is oftentimes, is, I can't wait until I'm out of here. You hasten your judgment. Prepare to meet your God. I can't wait to get out of here to face the God that I disobeyed with my children. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. Again, the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. Friends, I'm highlighting sonsoflibertymedia.com. Liberal protesters surround police. Folks, those kids are being raised up in a cesspool of communism in public schools by a bunch of burnt hippies that you've tolerated to call themselves professors to indoctrinate your children over the last, what, 60, 70 years in this country? And furthermore, your kids are indebted to these professors that are lying to them and indoctrinating them on a 24/7 basis, or should I say it this way, without embellishing my point, because I'm not trying to do that. I am trying to make sure that the hammer falls on the nail and it goes all the way in. But in saying that, friends, just think about that. Your children are being indebted by a bunch of communist professors that are still high on PCP. And when we talk about these liberal protesters, America, you have nobody else to complain about but yourselves. These are your children that are out in the streets today. And if they're not, well, praise God, you're doing your job, right? And I appreciate that because that's what this is about, is righting the wrongs. I mean, if you go to Proverbs 22:6, it tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, or she, and when he or she is old, he will not depart from it. There was a father that started for his office early one morning after a light fall of snow. Turning, he saw his 2-year-old boy endeavoring to put his tiny feet in his own great footprints. The little fellow shouted, go on, eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming, yanking your tracks. He caught the boy in his arms and carried him to his mother and started again for his office. His habit had been to stop in the way at the saloon for a glass of liquor every day. And as he stood upon the threshold that morning, he seemed to hear a sweet voice saying, go on, eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming, yanking your tracks. The father stopped, he hesitated, he looked the future squarely in the face and said within himself, because he understood that he better take responsibility, because if he doesn't, that little boy's going to fall right in his tracks. He said to himself, I cannot afford to make any tracks. I would be ashamed or sorry to have my little two-year-old boy walk in. And he said decidedly and turned away. You know, it's interesting because when I take it to my own life and my own testimony, you know, it used to be up to 3 packs of cigarettes a day my mom would smoke. I mean, she would inhale, cough a couple times, and then turn to me and my big brother, I'm sorry, I was the little brother, and she would say to us, hey, guys, you don't ever want to smoke these rotten things. I mean, it's like, Mom, don't teach us what you don't want us to learn. I mean, how prevalent is that teaching today in America? I mean, one of the most common occurrences while doing a high school assembly program across the country is one of these kids, when they come up to us, they pour out their hearts and they tell us the hard things that they've had to deal with day after day. Then after their meeting, or the meeting, the high school assembly, I'll meet their parents and it becomes clear who it was that laid out the tracks for their kids to walk in. I mean, I wonder how many parents across America have their kids in a treatment program that teaches them to overcome life's obstacles, yet it was the parents themselves that put the obstacles in front of them. The dad has a drink of alcohol every night after work and taught his child by his own actions it's okay to do so. But when his child simply follows in daddy's footsteps, the young person is thrown into treatment because, after all, my kids are not going to be drinking alcohol in my house. Does that sound familiar, America? Yeah, do as I say, but don't do as I teach. See, the parent shoplifts, the kid ends up in juvenile center, if you want to call it that, for years to come, because he or she now takes up the trade of stealing, because after all, daddy and mommy taught us how to steal. I mean, the young girl, she ends up pregnant, gets kicked out of the house by her mother, who's had her out of wedlock outside of marriage, and is now living with a man that's not her husband, and then punishes her daughter for simply mirroring back onto her mother what it was and what it is that she was being taught. Are you tracking, America? This is why we're in trouble. America, I showed you 8 years ago that this guy in the White House is emulating Mao Zedong. I told you they are going for the young people, and it didn't start out with Barack Hussein Obama. That's his Muslim name. It started a long time ago in the 60s and before that, in the 50s and before that, in the 40s, incrementally taking away your children from you because you refused to train them up in the ways that they should go according to the fear of God. And if you don't want to take responsibility for that, friends, guess what? Somebody else will, and it's going to be the person you don't want to take over.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean, 1-866-582-9933. You know, it's interesting to me because, folks, I have been on radio for going on 15 years now. And all the way up until just last, well, when Donald Trump won, I was kind of showing the American people the inconsistencies and the contradictions going on with Donald Trump. And all the way up until that point, and I've never been a people pleaser, I always show people both sides of the sword, and I lean towards today 90% law, 10% grace, because America is backwards on the issue of grace. They have been teaching a false grace far too long. But I'm saying that when I started to show the inconsistencies, I started noticing the way people started to respond to me online. They don't like reproof. They don't want to take responsibility. They want their president to do for them what they are responsible to do for themselves. And now what's happening, flipping that on the other side, they're blaming their kids for their inconsistencies, speaking of the American people. And so what am I saying? I'm saying that people don't like reproof. I mean, really what it comes down to is you need to understand that love is in righteousness and not outside of that. You know, love rejoiceth in truth. 1 Corinthians 13, the charity chapter. And correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. And when you get a moment for all those that just think that I'm just way off my rocker for pointing the finger at the responsible party concerning what's going on in this country right now, namely the liberals and those protesters, do keep, and by the way, folks, I'm still for the rule of law. If they violate the law, you deal with them. But keep in mind that they are a reflection of you, America. That's what these kids are. And what you've allowed the likes of those that emulate Mao Zedong in the People's White House has been attempting to do for a long time. And also keep in mind, friends, a lot of this protest is bought and paid for. But again, friends, because you fail to deal with these people, that's why you have these people doing the things that they're doing. I mean, can you imagine this happening in the 50s? I mean, really, friends, no. 40s? No. 30? No. Come on, America. I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on out there. But again, keep in mind it's a reflection of your children. That's what this is. And by the way, we are responsible. We are our brother's keeper. So when I'm looking, and here, let me say this too as well. When I talk about the left and the right, and I continuously tear down that little a false pretense that government puts up. When I'm tearing that down, you need to keep in mind, friends, my heart is for America. My heart is for the American people. God is not a respecter of persons. If the left, as you call them, are wrong, I'm going to deal with it. If the right is wrong, I'm going to deal with it. We're not to be respecters of persons, friends. If we're born in the Spirit of God, we're going to act just like our daddy. Okay? So we should have a care for everybody, not just one side or the other. And if people want to violate law, then we're going to enforce that law because we're good against their crimes, okay? And this was my point. People get angry when you call them out for their hypocrisies. And I've seen this quite a bit just over the last week. Never had it as much as I did up until the last week. Hey, folks, bring it on. I'm a big boy. I can handle it, okay? But I want you to know that Scripture clearly tells us that a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. If you're ever angry at the Word of God, just keep in mind the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. Put yourself in a safe place and admit your fault before a just and a holy God and repent. Because you will always find He's right and you're wrong. And those that are willing to point the finger at you and to tell you the truth, they are the ones that have a care for not only your temporal, but also your eternal life. And if you can't see it that far, then you know what? You need to turn the channel, folks. You really do. And this is what's missing in this country. The workers of iniquity, lawlessness, why are they there in the first place? Because the love of many waxeth cold. There is no love. And what is the love? It's the fulfilling of the law. In other words, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So in going back to what we're talking about here, the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its own children. And we're taking this off of what's going on in your country today. Liberal protesters surround the police and try to free rioters who are being arrested. This is communism. This is what I've been warning you about for many, 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 many years, friends. The communists have been breeding these young people to overthrow the haves while the have-nots take away your country. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's what this is all about. It's about giving to the younger people, just like Mao Zedong, who taught them they were democracy when in fact it was the Republic of China. He taught them that they were a democracy. You are not a democracy. You are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, to overthrow the older with the younger. It's exactly what's going on today. It's exactly. History is repeating itself. So let's go back again to the responsible party. Who are the responsible parties? Well, the parents are. When you ask the youth that are confined in detention centers where their fathers and mothers are, they often reply with, oh, they're in jail as well. In other words, I remember doing a youth prison in South Dakota, and I'd asked this young man who was so hardened, they said. He was so hardened, and I just wanted to get to know him a little bit. And I said, so where are your parents? He said, my parents are in jail. And I keep seeing this reoccurring theme that, wait a second, you're in jail, your parents are in jail. So in other words, you are to train up a child in the way he will go. Folks, keep in mind it rains on the just and on the unjust. You sow to the flesh, you're going to of the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow into the Spirit, you're going to reap of the Spirit everlasting life. So you better pay attention to the seeds that you're sowing into your children, because that's exactly what you're going to get. Not in every given scenario. I'll prove my point at the end of the show. Again, only to find out that the crimes that their parents are serving for are often the exact or very similar to the crimes of their parents, fathers or mothers, having committed and are also serving time for. In other words, they're serving time for the exact same crimes. In the book Sowing and Reaping by D.L. Moody, he described a very similar path. A murderer was to suffer the penalty of his crime, and speaking of his reckless career, he said, "How could it be otherwise when I had such a bad training? I was taught these things from my youth," this criminal said. "When I was only 4 years old, my mother poured whiskey down my throat to see how I would act." And I can hear people saying right now, "Well, I've never done that." No. Well, look at your kids. I want to ask you the question, what seeds took and which ones didn't? Because at length, it's not our job when they're 18 years old, or if you look in biblical times, it was 13 years old. They had something called a bar mitzvah, where they go from childhood to adulthood at that particular time. But I know in America, kids don't grow up until they're 25, 35 years old, right? Well, let me tell you something that's completely untrue, and it's completely backwards, because the Bible teaches that when you're 13 years old, you go into manhood, okay? But again, here you have it. Here you have it. On the morning of his execution, going back to this murderer who had his mother's whiskey poured down his throat to see how I would act, he said. Well, on the morning of his execution, the wretched mother bade goodbye to the son whom her influence had helped to that shameful end. Well, you say, well, my kids aren't to that degree, that bad. It doesn't matter. We want to see our children take on Christ. We want to get out of the way. In spite of us, we want our children to take the Word of God on. You know, my little boy, who is growing up, he happens to be the producer of the show. He's 11 years old. Oh, I'm sorry. He's looking at me right now. I thought I'd get a backhand for that one. He's 12 years old. When he was 3 years old, we had him memorize Psalm 119. He knew the whole thing. It's the longest chapter in the Bible. Why? I remember reading a story some time back where a man of God had a child, and his child wrote, "The best thing that my dad ever did was to make me learn Psalm 119. And folks, if it's hard, so what? Isn't it interesting how children and people know how to disobey? Well, if they have the dispensation to disobey, they also have the dispensation given unto them by God to obey. So we don't want to put up with their excuses. They can do it. And furthermore, if you go back to our forefathers, you want to see how stupid kids aren't? And I said, are not? Friends, check out our forefathers. I mean, we had four-year-olds that were our forefathers that were outdoing grown men in Bible quizzes. I mean, just crazy stuff. Maybe I'll do that in the up and coming, but it's interesting to note how young many of our forefathers were when they graduated college at the age of 14 years old and 13 years old. Some of them even had to be held back because they were so smart that they didn't want to shame other kids. That's a fact. And we also have one of our forefathers that read the Bible, what was it, Buggy, six times by the time he was 4 years old? Is that what it was? Yep, it was six times. 4 years old, friends. 4 years old. But let me get back to this. Now, rebellious though I was in 1992, I found myself in trouble because I did some stupid things, friends. And what's interesting is when I didn't, who I didn't know, namely my dad, I took the time to actually call him from being in trouble, I called him one day and I said, did you ever play any instruments? And keep in mind, I didn't know him. He's only to find out that he used to play the drums. And I said, wow, what a coincidence. I've been playing drums now for 18 years. I asked him another question. Dad, did you ever play any sports? Again, only to find out that he was an all-star pitcher and a batter written up in the papers because of his outstanding athletic abilities. Now, that sounded really familiar due to the fact that I had the highest batting average in the high school baseball league, and my brother, as we called him, is the home run king. Coincidence? Not.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about the liberal protesters who surrounded the police, and they try to free rioters who have been arrested. This is the by the way, this is the fruition of the professed church in America. It's exactly what they have been teaching their kids from the pulpit for 60 years in this country. To a T. You raise them up as a bunch of anarchists, it's exactly the fruit as to what you're going to get. And it's exactly what you're seeing today. It's exactly what you're seeing today. Verbatim. Antinomianists. And they have no regard for law. Perfect picture. to a T, overthrowing a cop car, wanting to get their little buddies from incarceration because they were violating law. It's exactly what the American church has been teaching the young people over the last 60 years in this country. It's using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and rest assured, many of these little anarchist friends that have been raised up by the parents in America, friends, you can rest assured they were taught thou shalt not judge. But I'll tell you what, it doesn't apply to them, does it? Are you beginning to understand those that have crucified the Christ now? Hey, folks, come on, here we have it. You know, they say they preach the law, not these people, but I'm talking about biblical times, but they judge contrary to the law. Paul got smacked by one of them and he called him a whited wall. It's exactly what we're seeing here. It's exactly verbatim to a T as to what's been going on. These are the young people that have been raised up in the professed church in America today. Friends, it's exactly right. They've seen their pastors, they've seen their priests, they've seen government officials, they've seen judges act in such a fashion that this is exactly what America, you have raised up. You should be proud of yourself, America. You really should be proud of yourself because this is the fruit of what you have raised up. It's a fact. Like it or not, it's a fact. I'm sitting here, folks, you see this in churches in America, you see this in schools. I mean, you see these young people telling the youth pastors and the pastors what they're supposed to do. You see kids in schools telling their teachers what to do. You see them in colleges. I mean, folks, you want to see a sick mentality. Go into a public college today and you'll understand what I'm talking about. And then go check out their joker professors that call themselves professors. You'll understand exactly what I've been warning against over the last 15 years. I mean, you have a population out there that believes the rule of law is bad. I mean, and they're the first ones to stand up against those that are calling for the rule of law in this country by saying, who are you to judge me? I mean, they forsake freedom in a lack of understanding in parable to licentiousness, to the contrary. I mean, it's embarrassing, friends. You know, I was sharing with you during the last segment, my brother was a home run king. I had the highest batting average, and I'm not giving myself accolades, but we were inclined in sports. It was natural. Well, so was my dad. I never knew my dad. You know, I started to realize that I didn't really know my dad all that well, as I said earlier, but a lot of the things that he had lived out in his life, both my brother and I were living and walking in the same exact tracks, and we never knew our dad. Now, was that a mere coincidence? Not at all. Remember the parable I gave you during the first segment? It was like the little fella saying to his papa, Isaac coming, yiting your tracks, Isaac coming. You know the trouble I told you that I got into? You know what's interesting about that? When I was 14 years old, I was put into detox. I didn't have a drinking problem. I had a MIA, parental problem. Both of them were MIA, missing in action. So I was going along to get along. Not that I was following, but the facts are the facts. You know, well, what does that have to do with I'm coming right in your tracks while my dad drinks? Wow. In 2001, after doing an assembly program in Minnesota, a woman phoned me to tell me that she did not like the fact that I was a Christian doing high school assembly programs, only to find out that her daughter was an atheist and that she had been offended at the assembly. See, but this wasn't the problem. The problem was this woman was a pastor of a church, which she has no business being. While also working for the communist organization, the ACLU, and she also did a local gossip column in the newspapers. I mean, talking about confusing tracks for her daughter to follow in, I said to this woman, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he or she is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Now, the reason why your daughter, I said to her, is an atheist is because you have so clearly set the path in which she is to walk. What could she say? Because a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, and neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. Luke 6:43 through 44. And sad to say, the corrupt fruit was found in her child's life. And by the way, just for the record, friends, if there was no God, there would be no atheists. Just want to set that straight. Okay? Max Jukes, to keep this on a positive, here's my 10% grace. Max Jukes, just to show you that it works both ways, was an atheist. He lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl. And from their union, there was 310 who died as paupers, bums, leeches, worthless individuals. 150 of them were criminals. 7 of them were murderers. 100 were drunkards. And more than half of the women were prostitutes of this godless Max Jukes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. And keep in mind, friends, this was a lot of money back in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God, Jonathan Edwards, and he lived at the same times as Max Jukes did. But he married a godly girl. An investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 a vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 of his descendants were college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state a single penny. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Proverbs 10:7. We're talking about an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Liberal protesters surround police. They try to free rioters who are being arrested. I mean, folks, keep in mind, these are the young people that were thrown into public schools to be indoctrinated illegally by the federal government. Read Article 10 or Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights. These are the kids that have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And you think for some reason now all of a sudden they're going to listen to your lack of wisdom? Because they are there to justify your wisdom. These are the same kids, friends, that have been taught that it's okay to murder the baby in the womb. These are the same kids, friends, that are protesting today that have been taught by the church and corrupt government officials and corruption in the church that it's okay for men to marry men and women to marry women. By the way, on 60 Minutes yesterday, you might want to take a step back, all you Trumpites again. And again, this applies to everybody across the boards. But speaking specifically of Donald Trump, you might want to take a step back, friends, and take a look at Donald Trump, because he said it was settled law. Sodomite marriage. Really? I thought he was for bringing back the rule of law into America, because if that's the case, he, like Josiah, needs to go back and read what the law says, because it's a felony in every state of our union. Read your state statute, and you can call me and tell me, Bradley, you know what I found? Yep, that's right. This is the same young people across the country, if they're not illegals, kick out the illegals, friends. These are the same young people that have joined the pack of protesters to protest the rule of law. And why wouldn't they? Because they see the church and the government doing it on every step. And two wrongs don't make a right. I'm not justifying it. I'm just showing you the fruit of what America you have raised up. Because the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. Look at kind of world you've left to your children. Can't blame anybody else for it, can you? No. You know, when I'm going down the street and I'm at McDonald's or I'm at a store, folks, we're tracking people all the time. So we're taking responsibility every step of the way, regardless if you be old or young. And it's time that we would learn that lesson and listen to the words of Christ. Because, friends, this is our posterity in which we are talking about. And we have the freedom to make the world anew. So let's do so today. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X-Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.